There's no single ingredient that guarantees success, but few traits appear as consistently helpful as a positive attitude. While optimism alone cannot replace skill, discipline, or opportunity, there is a strong argument that a positive attitude correlates with higher achievement in many areas of life. People who maintain hope, energy, and confidence tend to persist longer, recover faster from setbacks, and attract better relationships and opportunities. In that sense, positivity does not magically create success, but it often creates the conditions where success becomes more likely. One reason positive attitude correlates with success is that it affects how people interpret obstacles. Life inevitably includes failure, rejection, and disappointment. A person with a negative outlook may see these experiences as proof that they are incapable or unlucky. They may think, "This always happens to me, or why even try?" In contrast, someone with a positive attitude is more likely to view setbacks as temporary and solvable. They might say, "That didn't work, but I learned something," or, "I can try another approach." This shift in interpretation is powerful because challenges are not what stop most people. Discouragement is. A positive attitude turns problems into puzzles rather than verdicts. Positivity also fuels persistence, which is one of the most practical predictors of success. Most meaningful accomplishments require repeated effort over time. Building a business, improving a skill, earning a degree, repairing a relationship, or mastering a craft. People who remain hopeful are more likely to keep taking action when progress is slow. They are willing to invest effort before results are guaranteed. And because many goals are achieved through small improvements compounding over time, persistence often beats talent. A positive attitude helps people stick with the process long enough for those gains to accumulate. Another reason positivity correlates with success is that it improves social connection. Success rarely happens in isolation. Even in highly individual pursuits, people depend on teachers, mentors, coworkers, clients, supporters, and friends. A positive person tends to be more approachable and easier to collaborate with. They often communicate more constructively, handle tension better, and inspire confidence in others. People want to work with someone who believes solutions exist. Optimism can become contagious, raising morale and strengthening teamwork. In the workplace, this can lead to better leadership opportunities and stronger long-term trust. A positive attitude also changes risk-taking behavior. Many opportunities require stepping into uncertainty. Starting something new, speaking up, applying for a role, pitching an idea, or moving to a new city. Negativity tends to overemphasize risk and underestimate potential reward, but optimism makes risks feel manageable. It doesn't eliminate fear, but it reframes it. Fear becomes a signal to prepare, not a reason to retreat. People who believe the future can improve are more willing to take calculated chances, which increases the probability of discovering valuable opportunities. However, it's important to note that positivity must be grounded in reality. Blind optimism can become denial. A healthy positive attitude doesn't ignore difficulty. It acknowledges difficulty and still chooses engagement. It is the difference between pretending everything is fine and believing that something can be improved through effort. Real positivity includes resilience, adaptability, and humility. It says, "This is hard," without concluding, "This is hopeless." If there is a correlation between positive attitude and success, it likely exists because positivity affects behavior. Optimism increases persistence, strengthens relationships, improves problem solving, and makes growth more sustainable over time. In other words, a positive attitude doesn't directly create success, but it keeps a person in motion long enough and connected enough for success to become possible.